A young man in a suit, Tony Peltoniemi is his name, unhooks a city bike.
Do you do this a lot?
Yeah, it's very fast in Helsinki.
I use it like every day. Get to work and get to work out, gym and everything.
You use the bicycle to go to the gym? This is very healthy.
Yeah. Super healthy, yeah. Double healthy.
Do you do any other sports?
Yeah, jogging and I don't know, everything. If it's in winter, I ski and I love to, you know, exercise. It's very, you know, good to your health and, you know, mental thing.
So what, you say, a healthy Scandinavian? It's like a Glaswegian with a Scottish accent. But these Scandinavians, at least, used to be some of the most spectacularly unhealthy people in the world. Pekka Puska is the doctor, now MP, who, as head of the National Institute for Health and Welfare, laid Finland's path out of sedentary inactivity.
Finland was the sickest country in the Western world. We had the highest mortality of heart disease in the world. Very unhealthy lifestyles, a lot of smoking, very unhealthy diets. Finnish men said that vegetables are only for rabbits and animals, not for real men. And physical activity was mainly only at work. Of course, everybody saw that young men died of heart disease or cerebrovascular stroke or cancer, but there was little attention to that.
40 years later, Finns have one of the lowest smoking rates in the world. Real men queue up with the rabbits to eat salad, and the average Finn now moves around 2.5 hours more than the average Briton every day. Death by heart disease has fallen by 80%, and life expectancy has increased by 10 years. It's been, as they say, a journey. How did they manage it? Well, thanks to what has been one of the most furiously interventionist nanny state public health programs ever, and one that kicks in early. At a Helsinki summer school, Anton, 7, is in goal and playing fine till I turn up.
Speak English? Hang on, goal coming. Sorry. So what are you doing? You play a lot of football then?
The man in charge of this camp, Tiago Kunha, says it's important to plan a lot of movement into the children's days. This is something many Finnish children are used to at school, thanks to a government program called Schools on the Move.
If they have a math class, they go outside. It's better than doing it inside. They can do something before the math class starts, running or something, and then they are going to do the math assignments.
What do you do when you've got kids who are perhaps not so good at sport, you know, perhaps they're a little bit fat or...
We're trying to make the sport that they feel good of themselves and try to encourage them to move a little bit, level by level. Just have fun. It doesn't have to be competitive every time.
Not so competitive.
Yeah.
So it's not so important how many goals you score.
Yeah. It's just that they have fun.
And it doesn't stop there. Tommy Vasankari is the current director of the Finnish Institute for Health and Welfare, which put into place a national obesity program in 2012.
When children start school at 7 years of age in Finland, they usually go also to the healthcare in order to check that everything is okay. And that nurse, she or he could then contact for the first time the children and his or her parents and ask that, yes, we have this kind of special system for you and, for instance, your whole family. It could be that some instructor come to your home and it can even start from gymnastics by your own chair, starting to use your legs in order to get you... Exactly.
The instructor would come round your house and say, okay, you're sat in that chair, now you're going to start...
That is not the most normal part, but certainly that also happens. And most of those, they are group sessions, but also organized in that way that there are certain type of cars that city or town could hire, and that car could go to certain places and get older people from there.
Or people's homes.
Exactly.
Get them all in the bus.
Exactly.
And take them all to go and do a group gym session.
Exactly. For instance, my grandmother... take part of those lessons.
If you go to see the doctor in Finland, it's quite likely that instead of prescribing medicines, you'll go away with a prescription for free swimming lessons or a badminton class. And those Finns that get exercise prescriptions also get this.
What's that thing there then?
That's an interactive accelerometer, which actually
sort of
contains
a black disc.
Yes, yeah. I have this kind of tiny clip on it.
And you clip it onto your belt.
Yes, either belt.
Your,
yes,
onto your underpants.
Yes, exactly. That's usually the place where I put it. The system goes so that when I'm awake, I use this accelerometer here beside my hip, and mm-hmm. it measures my activities, but also it measures the absence of the activity. And during my sleep time, I use it on wrist, and it measures how good actually I sleep.
With this accelerometer clipped to your pants, the stern lady with the clipboard can keep an eye on you every minute of the day. Some people think it's a bit big brother, says Vazankari as we walk towards the station for my train home, the accelerometer clocking approvingly every step. But when it's for your health, he says, people don't mind. Perhaps they would if it administered little shocks when you spent too long without moving, but that, of course, is not the case yet. John Lawrenson, DW, Helsinki.